All right, everyone, here is the broadcast from the second hour of this past Sunday, where I addressed communication and maybe from a slightly different angle than you're accustomed to. Walk with me through this. All right, welcome back to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., where we are showing up starting upbeat, big band style. The song's title is, well, listen to it. Tell me what the name of it is. You got it? Man, that is nice. Chris McDonald, the title of the song is, as soon as I give you the title, you're going to say, oh, I knew it. Shall we gather at the river? All right, and while we're thinking about gathering at the river, let's talk communication. Man, talk about something that is muy importante, very important, communication. When we talk about communication, let's go ahead and do this from the beginning. Communication. What is it about? All right, so let's define it. It's the imparting or the exchanging of information or news. Communication is also known as the means of connection between people or places in particular. You know, we were talking about gathering at the river, and I couldn't help but think about this particular definition of communication, a means of connection. Yes, right. Connecting with one another. Now, how about this? Communication. The expression to another of information or thoughts through speech, writing, or gestures. So you know what I'm getting ready to ask now. How many of you, when you heard me say communication, thought only about the verbal aspect of communication? And I can understand that because that's definitely the way that it goes for a lot of people, especially, maybe starting, let's say, people who are, let's say, what would you say, 28 years of age, 30 years and older? Because a lot of younger people are saying, I would rather text than talk. Some of you heard me when I talked about that the other day. And people who are truly uncomfortable talking with other people is only texting and emailing. That's what they're comfortable with. They don't want to deal with body language. They don't want to deal with eye-to-eye contact. That makes them uncomfortable. But how many of you say, you know what? I don't mind texting. I don't mind emailing. But my preference is face-to-face or on the phone, each of us hearing the other's voices. But it's not just speech. Communication is also through writing. How many of you have read a letter or a note written to you that really touched your heart? The person who wrote it may have been nowhere around. They may have been a 30-minute drive away, a 5-hour drive away, but they sent you a letter or they sent you a note that truly touched your heart, maybe brought tears to your eyes. Yes, we can communicate through writing, and we can certainly communicate through gestures, whether they be facial gestures, hand gestures. How many of you really, really got the message, not only by what was said, but by the facial expression that accompanied what was said? Communication. How about this? not just the words that were spoken, but the tone of voice that accompanied the words that were spoken. Help to really get the message across. Help you to understand what that person was really wanting to communicate to you, and vice versa. You knew how to release your emotions while communicating, conveying to someone what you were thinking and feeling. Communicating. Now, we're going to be looking at it from a biblical perspective, and one of the things that I want us to really, really focus on, the connection, or at the very least, the possibility of a connection between our willingness to really listen when someone else is talking to us, another human being, whether a parent, a spouse, a child, a teacher, employer, employee, someone is talking to us. Our practice of either truly listening or our practice of truly not listening, and how that may impact our practice of truly listening or truly not listening when God is talking to us. Let's start here. Proverbs chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. My son, of course this means daughter as well, son is used generically here. If you accept my words and store up my commands within you, turning your ear to wisdom and applying your heart to understanding, and if you call out for insight and cry aloud for understanding, and if you look for it as for silver and search for it as for hidden treasure, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. Partly by turning your ear to wisdom. Turning the ear. Now, some of you have paid close attention to dogs, especially German shepherds. Dogs like German shepherds. They're not the only ones, but dogs like German shepherds have those fairly sharp pointed ears. And when they hear something, whereas their ears may have been somewhat laying down, they hear something that really catches their attention and they literally prick their ears up. And I mean, those ears just go straight up and it's almost like they open up a bit. They're really honing in on whatever it is, whatever sound caught their attention. That's what it means in this verse to turn the ear to wisdom. Now, the King James Version uses the word incline. Incline your ear to wisdom, which means basically someone is sharing words of wisdom. We need to prick our ears up. We need to recognize, hey, I'm hearing something that's really significant here. And rather than just dismiss it and keep our ears laid down, we need to prick our ears up like that German shepherd does and open them up a little bit more and really hone in on the sound of those words of wisdom so that we can grab hold of those words of wisdom and let them work for us. Now listen to Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20. My son, pay attention to what I say. Listen closely to my words. Listen closely to my words. Now here, the sense of listening closely is to stretch or spread out. And I alluded to this a little earlier. Some dogs will not only prick those ears up, but you'll see them open their ears up more, open them up wider. They literally spread their ears out so that they can take in more sound. My son, pay attention to what I say. Listen closely to my words. Do not let them out of your sight. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to a man's whole body. That's important. Those words are important. Words that are life and health to a man's whole body, a woman's whole body. Oh, yeah, we need to hear that. We need to hear those words. So we need to make sure that, what if we do this? Why don't we prick the ears up and spread them out so that we're taking in as much of the sound as we can? We're grabbing hold of those words of wisdom as much as we possibly can with our minds already made up that we're listening closely. We're paying close attention because we are going to apply those words of wisdom to our lives. Communicating. How often do we talk about the importance of really listening when someone is talking to us? And we talk about doing certain things like slightly leaning forward towards that person so that they realize we're paying attention. Maybe occasionally repeating part of what they said, partly so that we can be sure that we got it right, but also, again, so that they understand we really are listening. Well, when we are truly listening, God can tell. He knows when we're just half-heartedly listening. He knows when we're completely tuning him out. He knows when we are zeroed in on every word he's speaking to us. Whether he's speaking to us through our consciences, speaking to our hearts, however he's doing it, speaking through someone else, he knows when we're really listening. And part of effective communication is listening closely, paying close attention, being engaged with the person who is speaking to us. Now, that said, when you assess how things have been going with you in your life, back to that question that I asked a little earlier, that comparison that I referenced a little earlier. When you really honestly assess, and I mean, take the time to do this. Those of you who do at least try to communicate with God, do you find that the way you communicate with people is reflective of the way that you communicate with God? Whether you are a close listener or a careless listener, whether you are very, very careful with your choice of words or you're careless with your choice of words when you're the speaker. As a listener, as a speaker, are you truly engaged in the process of communicating? Are you only slightly engaged? Do you find that when you think about it, and I'm not saying this is the case. You decide. I'm just helping us work through this, think through this. When you think about the way your prayer life goes, and I know for some of you, you'll talk about how it is so difficult for you sometimes to really, really stay focused while you're in prayer because you're praying for a few minutes and the next thing you know, your thoughts are over here thinking about this, and your thoughts are thinking about that. It has nothing to do with prayer. It's not like God is just simply bringing to your attention some people and or circumstances that he wants you to pray about. It's just other stuff that has nothing to do with anything. Maybe the baseball game that you're ready to play in the next few days. Maybe it's about the meal that you want to cook in a few hours. You're wondering what's going to happen with that grass. Are you going to get a chance to cut it tonight? Or are you going to have to wait two more days because of the rain? You're thinking about stuff that has nothing to do. I mean, nothing to do with prayer. nothing to do with your conversation with God. And so you're not really saying a whole lot to him, and you're definitely not really listening if he's speaking. Do you find that that's kind of the way it goes when you're communicating, you're engaged in conversations with people, that you're kind of listening and you're kind of not listening? You're kind of there and you're kind of not there. Now, some of you may find that you're not really tuned in when you're talking with other people, but you are really zeroed in when you're in prayer talking with God. And for some of you, it may be the exact opposite. You may find that when you're talking with God, it is hard for you to stay focused. It's hard for you to get focused, much less stay focused. But when you're talking with other people, oh, you're right there. And some of you may find that you're not really there, whether you're talking with people or with God. And some of you may find that you really are focused, whether you're talking with people or you're talking with God. Where are you with that? Then part of the reason that I'm bringing that up is because I think it would be great if we went about the business of seeing where we're doing well with our communications, seeing where we are not doing well with our communication, so that where we are strong, we remain strong. Where we're weak, we become strong. And that, not just with God, but with people too. Not just with people, but with God too. All those relationships need to be as strong as possible, which means the communications need to be as effective as possible with God and with other people. So, that said, when we come back, I want us to begin to approach communication from an angle that may not be as common an angle as other angles when it comes to communicating. So stay with me. I really do want us to communicate well because of all the benefits that good, effective communication can bring. I'll be right back.